When historian and activist Logan Camporeale was a graduate student at Eastern Washington University, he worked at the Eastern Regional Branch of the State Archives in Cheney. It was there while working on a request from a patron that he stumbled upon some old Spokane City and County housing covenants.
A covenant is a property document that is often attached to a deed or a plat that sets specific rules that are permanent and run with the land. They are usually for a group of homes, often an entire addition or neighborhood.
He says covenants were often used as mechanisms to ensure that cities and neighborhoods remained segregated. He says he found 36 such documents filed in Spokane County between 1939 and 1955. In 1948, the U.S. Supreme Court ruled such covenants were illegal. But to this day, he says, many covenants are still attached to the deeds of homes in some Spokane neighborhoods. This despite the Washington legislature voting to void and remove those covenants, first in 1969, then in 1987. Now, Spokane attorney Rick Eichstadt and a trio of Gonzaga Law School students have filed a lawsuit on behalf of a Spokane homeowner. That man wants to remove from his deed provisions of an old covenant.
We are actually fighting with the county over whether or not that language should be literally removed from the public record, despite how clear the language is.
Last year, the Washington legislature approved a bill designed to make it easier for landowners to remove those old provisions from their deeds. Eichstadt says the hope is that will allow people to do this work themselves without having to hire attorneys to help them. I'm Doug Nadvornik reporting.